Week 5 Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA continue here with the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quentin Prophet, now joined alongside me is Madison Massey, head coach of the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. It's been a pair of games since the last time we spoke. Lost to the Riverside Cyclones and the Oskaloosa Bears, but a chance to bounce back here tonight against the Riverside Cyclones, a team that, again, they just faced last week on Friday. Here they face it on a Thursday. We'll talk a little later about the Thunder Classic coming up here for Jackson Heights, but real fast, let's talk about those last two matchups there for you and your team, Riverside and Oskaloosa, taking back-to-back losses, trying to snap a four-game losing streak. But, Coach, what can you tell me about those games?
Well, Riverside, we just, from the tip, didn't feel like we were ready to play. I know many coaches can empathize with that feeling because sometimes you just step out there and things aren't going your way. Riverside hit some big shots. Several people on our team were scoring. Defensively, we had trouble stopping them getting into the lane, especially their bigs. I've had a couple people mention, well, that's too bad. You play them again so close. I'm like, no, I was ready to play them again tomorrow. Just I want to get out there and play better than we did that night. Then we played Oskaloosa. Had a terrible second quarter. They outscored us, I think, 18-6 in the second quarter. But we cut it to 6 points in the fourth and had a chance for us to get back into it, but just ran out of time. So looking forward to playing them. I know we have them coming up, I think, after the Thunder, is it the Thunder Classic? So I'm looking forward to playing them again, too.
Well, again, you just mentioned the Thunder Classic, so let's jump right into it. You'll take on Nemaha Central, a good team in the Big East. What are going to be some keys for that matchup, taking on a Big East team in the Nemaha Central Thunder? But also, talk about the tournament in general. What's it mean for you and your team? What are some expectations leading into this midseason tournament?
Well, midseason tournament's a good time to really gauge your progress and see what it's going to really be like at the end of season play. We have Nemaha Central first, which is a terrible matchup for us, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. Hopefully the goal will be to get it past half court and break their press. They're an extremely good pressing team. Hopefully settle in and get into an offense. Defensively, hope we can get a hand in their face because they got some really good shooters. And on our side of the bracket, I mean, I'm going to assume that we're going to play St. Mary's again. Possibly they play Hiawatha. I think it'll be a close game. So it could be one of those two. We've seen St. Mary's. I wouldn't mind playing Hiawatha since we haven't seen them. But this is just a high-caliber tournament, and it's really nice to get back into a tournament. When we were at the HIT the last couple of years, they didn't have enough teams, and it was more of like a round-robin style. So this is exciting for our team.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, good luck here on tonight's action against the Riverside Cyclones in the rematch. And then also, good luck here in your upcoming tournament at the Thunder Classic.
Thanks.
That was head coach Madison Massey for the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. Again, upcoming here, Riverside this week on Thursday tonight, and also Thunder Classic, Nemaha Central next week. All viewable on the Cobra Channel. Upcoming here, we'll talk to head coach Brett Plattner for the boys.